This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about the behind-the-scenes madness, manipulation that happens in the market, specifically when you're dealing with high-impact news events and how retail traders are often used as bait. Also, if you haven't seen it already, I hope my timing is right, but I'm going to also release a video of us watching a news event live in the markets and kind of walking you through some common disastrous mistakes that many traders make while trying to watch the news. And I advise that you watch it as well. That way you don't fall victim to this. That video is available on the YouTube channel. Just YouTube search Akil Stokes. Again, hopefully my timing is right and I put it out right after this podcast episode. So Friday morning at some point, but check it out if you want more of a visual walkthrough and a big warning of what not to do. All right, let's hop into today's episode. But I think the market ultimately knows that we're gonna cut anyway at the end of the year, because that's what's priced into the market. The market's already pricing like, oh, we're not gonna cut anytime soon. Soon in quotes, it's probably gonna be a later cut than usual. So it doesn't really tell us anything new. So this is all just stupid market stuff, or you can make the conspiracy theory about institutions kind of baiting traders, which is actually a real thing. I told you that in a conversation I had with the institutional trader, a decade ago now, which I didn't really fully understand until probably like 5 years ago. But that's a real thing as well, because again, not to get too much on a rant here, institutions can't just trade like retail traders. Does that make sense to everyone? Like, big institutions who are flushing loads of money in the market, they can't just buy and sell like me and you would, because their positions are so big that they would move the market against themselves. So that's why they have to be very strategic and like probe and test and all that stuff. They can't really be wrong. So if I'm an institution that wants to buy, I need sellers, right, to buy. I need a massive amount of liquidity. Does that make sense, guys? If I want to put on a really big buying position, I need people to sell it to me, right? Buyers need sellers, right? So the question is, or here's what I want you to ponder. What/when is the easiest way to create sellers? How can I create sellers? How can I create a demand? Propaganda. Yeah. And that can easily come within the news today. So here's the thing, right? If I know that, I know what news events the market cares about. I told you guys before, this is a major inflation related news, right? So I know it's one that the market's prepared for. I know this is one that's going to attract a lot of interest. If I want to buy, which means I need to create sellers, well, what do I do? Well, how about when the news comes out? Because I know it's going to be a highly liquid time. When the news comes out, right? What if I give it a little bit of a push in that bearish direction to kind of get things going on? Picture someone like sneaking around and like, so I had a friend that did this. I promise I'll continue the story. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the last Super Bowl win they had, I forgot when it was. I had a friend that's up in Pittsburgh. And this is that one friend that, this is the one friend you don't want to go out with. Like, we always have that one wild friend. This is the one that always gets too wild. Like, this is that friend. Like, without a doubt, every single time, he just gets out of control. He is that dude. So, the Pittsburgh Steelers won the Super Bowl. And they're partying and getting rowdy up at Pittsburgh, whatever like that. And like, for some reason in his mind, he's like, there's not enough mayhem. Like, this should be rowdier. So he incites a riot. People were screaming, people were yelling. Then all of a sudden he's like, hey, let's flip over that cop car. And then, you know, he sneaks in. He yells. This is a real story. He sneaks in. He yells it. Let's flip over that cop car. And then, you know, people are drunk, whatever, like, yeah, let's do it. And then they flip over the cop car and a riot starts as he makes his way, like, back home. He sneaks in, incites the riot, and then leaves. Right? Like, it's, but this is the same thing that, yeah, it's, yeah, he gets off on this type of thing. I'm like, he's telling me the story. I'm like, dude, did you start a riot? He's like, you know, technically they did. I'm like, well, no, you yelled, let's flip the cop car. He's like, yeah, but I didn't flip it. I said, no, dude, no one was going to flip the cop car until you came in and said to flip the cop car. He's like, yeah, if you put it like that, like, well, how else would I put it? Like, what do you mean? How else can you put it? You started a riot. That's illegal. He's like, is it? Yes. He's like, is it? I said, yes. He said, oh, okay. I won't do it again. Again, this is that friend that, this is just one of the stories. We all have that friend where you take him out, like that, like the movie The Hangover. You all have that friend where you take him out and you're going to come back with an interesting story. This is him. Incredibly intelligent guy, though. Also worked for the IRS for a good amount of time. But anyway, institutions do the same thing here where, hey, if I want mayhem or to incite sellers, they're going to sneak in. They're going to yell, let's flip this cop car. But the equivalent of that is pushing some money to the short side. And when people see that initial jump to the short side, it's kind of like just like we marked out, right? People see selling pressure. What do you think a lot of traders do? They want to hop on the bandwagon, right? Some of you guys are looking at this like, man, like I should put a little money in this thing, right? You want to hop on the bandwagon, right? And when everyone hops on the bandwagon, what do you have? You have a lot of sellers. Would you guys agree? You have a lot of new sellers entering the market because, ooh, man, this is moving. This is moving. And then we go back to the beginning of the story, right? What did the institutions want in the first place? What was the whole point of this game? They wanted to buy. And in order to buy, what did they need? They needed sellers. Mission accomplished. They came in, they yelled, let's flip this cop car, and then they went in the opposite direction. A better analogy, I guess, would have been one of those like bank robbery movies where like they create this other distraction and while something's happening, they're robbing the bank. And they get out, like one of those Italian job type deals. But yeah, so again, I'm not saying this is happening in this situation, but you look at big news events, those are the perfect times for that stuff to happen. And it does happen. Now, how do they choose when it happens? How, like, I don't know that part. That's the part that their non-disclosure of, you know, when they decide to make decisions and whatnot. That's, I no idea. I couldn't tell you. But these are the moments when they like to do it. Hope you enjoyed. Don't forget to check out that video on YouTube. Also, do me a favor, leave this podcast a rating and a review. I get plenty of awesome messages from you guys all the time, and I love it. But I would love it even more if you made it public. If you declared your love for me publicly by leaving a rating or a review. It's the best way to support the show. It's the best way to grow the show. I appreciate it in advance, and I'll see you guys next episode.